Box A, Modeless Dialogue Boxes. A modeless dialogue box is a dialogue box that behaves like a normal window, but is a dialogue box. Unlike modal dialogue boxes, the user can switch to other windows as desired. Therefore, the modeless dialogue box acts like an independent freestanding window. In fact, you can make a modeless dialogue box your primary application window. However, in addition to that, modeless dialog boxes are especially useful as tool dialog boxes, that is, a small, free-floating dialog box that contains the tools and operations your application supports. Box B, a pure dialog application. Here we just wanted to show an example of a program that is purely a dialog application, that is, the dialog box is the primary application window. The Windows Calculator program is such an application. Box C, creating, showing, and closing. First, modeless dialog boxes have dialog procedures just like modal dialog boxes. Moreover, you design modeless dialog boxes in the Visual Studio Resource Editor just like you do for modal dialog boxes. However, the way you create, close, and process modeless dialog boxes is different. Instead of using the dialog box function to launch your dialog box, you use the create dialog function. This function returns a window handle to the newly created dialog box. This function takes four parameters. The first is a handle to the application instance. The second is used to specify the dialog resource you want to use to create the dialog. The third is used to specify a parent window. If you want your dialog to not be a child of a parent window, then specify null for this parameter. Finally, the fourth parameter is a pointer to the dialog procedure function. Like regular windows, a modeless dialog box is not displayed by default. To show the dialog box, you need to call the showWindow function and pass the window handle of the dialog you want to show. Lastly, we do not end modeless dialog boxes with the endDialog function. Instead, we use the destroyWindow function and pass the window handle of the dialog box we want to destroy as an argument. For a modeless dialog box, the way we terminate the dialog is as follows. We will typically provide the upper right-hand corner close button. Then, when the user presses it, a WM close message is sent to the dialog procedure, where we can destroy the dialog. Alternatively, you can just destroy the dialog when the main window is being destroyed and the application is exiting. Box D, Modified Message Loop. Since a modeless dialog box and potentially another main window can run side by side, it makes sense that we need to modify the message loop somewhat. Basically, we need to test if the message is for the modeless dialog box or if it is for the main window. We do this with the isDialog message. This message tests if the message is a dialog message. If it is, then isDialog message will return true and then dispatch the message to the dialog window procedure. Otherwise, the message is processed as normal and dispatched to the main window procedure. Note that we also insert a test to see if the modeless dialog window handle is even valid. If it is not, then there can be no dialog messages, and we proceed as normal.